Who is Jesus? This is what we're going to be doing for the next 8 weeks. Will take us most of the way until August. Who is Jesus? And you'll see down in the bottom right-hand corner, it says, I am. We're going to cover for the next several weeks Jesus's I am statements. Who Jesus says he is. And today, the very first message that we're going to look at, the very first I am statement, is I am the bread of life. And today, at the end of service, we're going to partake of communion as we celebrate Jesus as the bread of life. And so, I want to ask you this question this morning, and you need to just answer it by yourself, but are you feeding your soul with the Word? Are you feeding your soul with worship? Are you feeding your soul with time in His presence? Or do you find yourself just scrolling? Do you find yourself stressing? For those who said, I need a victory today, do you find yourself stressing over that situation? Or do you find yourself just simply surviving? Not thriving, but surviving. What you consume spiritually, take note of this, what you consume spiritually will shape who you become. What you consume spiritually will shape what you become. If you have your Bible with you today, let me encourage you to open it to the book of John, chapter 6, starting at verse 30. Well, that is our only verse for the main scripture. Verse 35, I will have several other scriptures that we will reference today. You can take them in your notes. They will be on the screen behind me as I share them. But today we start with John chapter 6, verse 35, and it says this. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall not thirst. This is the first of seven of Jesus' I am statements that he makes about himself. And this statement, I am the bread of life, it tells us that Christ is the one who sustains and nourishes our spiritual life. He sustains and nourishes, meaning this, Jesus is not just the provider, but instead he is the provision. He is the one that nourishes. He is the one that sustains our life. So he is the provision. So to follow after Jesus daily means to feast daily on what satisfies. Jesus is our satisfaction. If there's a statement that you leave with today that you kind of have on repeat in your head, it's this. Jesus isn't just the source of bread. He is the bread. He is not just the source. He is the bread. And throughout today's sermon, we're going to see how this statement, among many others that Jesus makes throughout the New Testament, that reinforces that Jesus was who he said he was. Let's start with a visual here, or I'm sure everybody can recollect a time that this happened. How many of us have eaten a big meal full of all the things that we like, all of grandma's favorites, all of mom's favorites, all of the things that we ever like, where you ate yourself into misery? Have you ever ate yourself into misery? Come on. If you're not raising your hand, you're not being honest. We've all ate too much at one time or at one point. We're full. But yet somehow, we still feel empty on the inside. See, this is the case for many people today. They pursue the things of the world. They go after all of these things, trying to find fulfillment. If I just do this, or if I just get this, if I just go there, I'll be fulfilled. I'll be happy. I'll gain what I'm trying to gain. But do you know the truth of it is that they will always find themselves lacking and feeling empty, with no purpose, no direction. And know that this is what I've just described, that this is the human condition. This is what it is to be human. Physical satisfaction is temporary. Who had breakfast this morning? Who's going to need lunch when you leave here? Right? It's temporary. It is temporary. It's not a one and done. It is temporary. We will become hungry again. We will need fulfillment once more. And we are left spiritually hungry without Christ on a daily basis. Jesus isn't just the source of bread. Guess what? He is the bread. Our first point this morning is only Jesus truly satisfies. As Jesus said in our main verse, "I am the bread of life." Do you know that this isn't the only time he said that or something similar to that? You can write these down if you would like. John chapter 6, verse 41, it says this, "So the Jews grumbled about him because he said, 'I am the bread that came down from heaven.'" And then in John 6, 48, he says again, "I am the bread of life." Now, if we look at the context here to John chapter 6, you'll see at the beginning of chapter 6 is the story of Jesus feeding the what? So Jesus has just fed the 5,000. So these people, they were following him for physical bread. Following him. And so what he's doing here is he's trying to point them to a deeper hunger that's within their spirit. That tells them they are lacking and they need to hunger for him. And so when we look at this and all the times, I'm going to show you many more scriptures, but Jesus is using repetition to drive home the point and build the authority that he is the bread of life, that he is the bread from heaven. If he says it, he repeats it, guess what? It's true. He is reinforcing this idea. It is him that we find fullness in. We get that fulfillment. And do you know that a lot of people, they come to Jesus just like the crowd in John 6. They're hungry. They want another miracle meal. They want provision. But what we see take place in 26, in verse 26, he says this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves." See, Jesus here is exposing motive. Not in an effort to bring shame to the person, but rather to redirect their appetite. That it's not the physical bread that you need, it is me, the bread of life, that you need. And I wonder today, there's a lot of people to Jesus like this today. There's a lot of people who come just for this refill, not a relationship. They don't come to him as a relationship. They come to him on Sunday because they need their meter refilled. They don't want the cost of surrender. They only want the benefit of blessing. Because to come to Jesus means what? Surrender. I have to surrender who I am. Following Jesus daily begins when you stop asking the question, "What can I get from you, Jesus?" And you start asking, "How do I stay with you, Jesus?" Don't ask, "What can I get?" Ask, "How do I stay?" Now, let's be honest. The people needed food, didn't they? If we go and read John chapter 6, the people needed food. But what they needed more than food was what? A relationship with Jesus. They needed that more than the physical food that he was providing. What truly matters is we all need the forgiveness of our sins. And that's what Jesus is saying when he says, I am the bread of life. He is the source of life itself. He doesn't give bread. He is the bread. It's important that we understand this distinction today, that we don't follow Jesus because he gives us what we crave. We follow him because he is what we crave. Did you hear that? We follow him not because of what we crave. We follow him because he is what we crave. We desire him every day of our lives. Or I pray that's what we do. Our second point today. Following Jesus means daily nourishment. Daily fulfillment, if you will. John 6:51. There's several scriptures. If you can't read it, I'm sorry. I tried to fit them all on one screen. I will shout out the verse so you can jot this down and go read it if you need to. The first one is John 6, verse 51 and verse 58. And it says this, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Said it again. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I give for the life of the world is my flesh. What is he talking about? He's talking about the cross, isn't he? He's talking about the forgiveness of sins. John 6:58, it says, this is the bread that came down from heaven. Not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. This is the eternity in Christ we have when we are in relationship with him. John chapter 4, verse 14, it says, but whoever drinks of the water, yes, we're talking water for a moment, but understand we're talking about the very same principle here. But whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. John 7, verse 37, it says, on the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and he cried out, if anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. So in these verses that we've just looked at, we see that Jesus is offering more than a one-time experience, isn't he? He's talking about forever. He's talking about eternity. He invites us every single day, every one of us, he invites us into that eternal, everlasting relationship where our sins are forgiven. Did you know that eating a loaf of bread does nothing but fulfill your hunger? Relationship with Jesus fulfills the forgiveness of sins and brings you new life and new hope. He invites us into this relationship where we can be nourished by his presence, by his word, and through his Holy Spirit. The challenge for us on this today is to don't let your relationship with Jesus be on Sundays only. Don't be a Sunday-only Christian. We're not trying to build a church that's really good on Sundays. I'd rather we be riddled full of imperfections on Sunday day through Saturday. I want us to build a church that is full of people who walk with Jesus on Monday morning. Not just Sunday. And let's not forget, let's speak some truth to this here for a moment. Our bodies need nourishment daily, don't they? Our bodies have needs. In fact, did you know that if you go 3 days without water, you're likely going to... Your body has to have water in order to survive. Our bodies also need food. Now, you can go anywhere from 3 to 8 weeks without food before your body can no longer go. So it's a fact of life. We need nourishment, don't we? We need nourishment. But let's be honest. It's easy for us to understand that we need that physical nourishment. We need that bread. We need that drink. We need that water. But why do we so often refuse to acknowledge that our souls need nourishment as well? We need Jesus on the daily for our nourishment. Imagine, if you will, trying to eat once a week. This is very similar to my fire illustration that I did a few weeks ago that Kelly has brought up recently. But imagine trying to eat once a week. Sunday morning is the only time you get to eat for the whole week. And you expect that you're going to stay strong all week long. We know by Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it gets real hard, doesn't it? Friday and Saturday, Saturday nights, you're like, I'm only 3 hours away. Let's go ahead and eat because I'm hungry, right? We try to find ways to make excuses. We try to find ways to be able to eat again. But do you know spiritually that's how some believers are? They come on Sunday and they think that's enough. Without leaning into His Word, without leaning into worship, to sit in His presence, you will become spiritually anemic. You will become weak, not because Jesus isn't enough, because we know that He is enough, but because you don't come to the table daily. We need to come to Jesus daily in order to have that nourishment in our life. We cannot live off of yesterday's bread, or we could say it like this, Sunday snacks can't sustain weekday warfare. Once you leave here, guess what happens? Life. How many of you raised your hand saying, I need a victory today? I'm carrying something heavier than I think I can hold. You must be prepared to go into warfare because the enemy wants nothing more than for you to be separated from the Lord Jesus. Do you understand that this morning? So we can't survive off of Sunday snacks. We need daily nourishment. In fact, if we're all honest, I'll speak from my perspective. There's been my life where I try to run on yesterday's bread. I try to say, I had it yesterday, I don't need to worry about it, or I prayed about this last night, I don't need to keep praying about it, or a revelation that the Lord has given me, a fresh revelation that I hold on to longer than I probably should, old fire, who knows, when you spend time in His presence, that fire is just kindled, and it just keeps growing and growing and growing. Sometimes we walk away and we just let that fire die down to coals. And every single time you'll find yourself running dry. You will find yourself wondering, why is it like this? The realization we need to have is that we need to come back to Jesus every single day. Every time I do that, He refills me. He refreshes me. And guess what? He'll do the same for you. He just wants you to come to the table. Are you willing to go to the table? There's an old saying that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Being here on Sunday morning, we're leading you to water. It is up to you whether or not you take a drink of that water. To grow in our relationship with Jesus means that we are consistently coming to Jesus, not living off of spiritual leftovers. Who knows, leftovers are only so good so long before you're tired of putting it in the microwave and warming it up. Come on. Let's get a fresh dose of Jesus. Amen? Jesus invites. How will you respond? Jesus invites. How will you respond? John chapter 5, verse 40, it says this, yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. You've heard His voice calling you, maybe not audibly, but deep down in your soul, you know that He's calling you. But yet, for whatever reason, you're still trying to live off your own strength. You're trying to go your own direction, do your own thing. The question for you is this, what's keeping you from fully coming to the table that Jesus has set for you? Maybe we need to put some pride away. Maybe we need to put some selfishness away or that selfish behavior. This is the reality of the world that we live in today. Jesus invites all. We talked about this in Sunday school. He invites everybody to experience forgiveness. But guess what? Some people refuse. Some people say, no, I'd rather not have it. Many will refuse to come to Him. Because the world tells us it's more important to chase the temporary things, to gain that temporary satisfaction, that we'll find that we're empty and we need to find the next thing that we focus on. See, the world looks at Jesus and they say, here's somebody who makes me give up all of my stuff. They find themselves that, with this understanding, they find themselves that they'd rather continue chasing the fleeting pleasures than admit that they need Jesus. And if they just walked into a relationship with Jesus, as I'm sure all of us can testify, that's where fulfillment comes. That's when life begins to make sense, when we're in relationship with Jesus. But nonetheless, Jesus still continues to call us. He continues to call us. Matthew 11:28, and that's why I wore this shirt today. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all who are labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Come to me, come as you are, and he will give you rest. A relationship with Jesus is life-changing. But it's not a one-time event. It is a daily choice to come to the table and to take in that nourishment that Jesus offers every day. In fact, the bottom line I have there is invitation are open, but many are still trying to live off their own strength. Don't live off of your own strength. Your own strength is not enough. And eventually this leads us to a promise. You ready for the promise? It's what we're living toward. What are we living toward? Revelation 7, verse 16. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. Listen, church, there's a day coming when hunger and thirst are experienced no more. Because we will be in glory with Jesus and all that fulfillment will take place. There comes a day when all of this ends. All of this goes away. All of this is burned up in fire. All of this. But there comes a day that we sit in glory with Jesus. And this, that idea alone is why we invite people. This is why I get up here and preach on Sunday. This is why we gather together. Serve. This is why we're on a summer sabbatical so our leaders can be refreshed and renewed and refocused on their relationship with the Lord so we can be effective. This is why we open the doors when we do, because eternity is coming. You can't stop eternity, but you have a choice to make about eternity. Will you come to the table or won't you? And until that day comes, and I hope this is everybody's heart in here, we want as many people as possible to taste and see that the Lord is good. Our mission is to invite as many people as possible to the table before that day comes. Can we admit that we've got a lot of work to do? We got a lot of work to do, church. This is why we do what we do. This is why we show up early to get ready for service. This is why we stay late some days. This is why we pray. This is why I lay awake and pray over this church and pray over situations that I'm aware of. This is why we give of ourselves, of our time, of our finances. This is why we serve. This is why, so we can keep pointing people to Jesus. There is no get better. There is no if you just do this, you'll be okay. No, it is in Christ Jesus alone. Because there is a table set. And currently, as of this moment, the bread of life is still being offered. Eventually, that bread is not offered anymore. At Engaged Church, we are in Jesus. We don't just want to feed crowds. We want to invite people to know the bread of life. We want them to understand who Jesus is. We're not interested in spiritual consumers. I don't want spiritual consumers. What I want to see people who are raised as disciples who know Jesus, who live for him daily, and make him known to others. Do you know that that's what we're called to do? So let's be a church. Stacy, if you want to make your way. So let's be a church that's not content to live off Sunday snacks. Let's be a church that eats daily, that walks daily, that grows daily, and invites others to the table. And in fact, this morning, I would just ask that in your mind, you think about who that person is that you can invite to the table. You've heard me say this how many times? We all have a sphere of influence, do we not? Nicole, do you know people that I don't know? Crystal, what about you? Dusty? That's crazy. You guys don't know anybody I know? No? Okay, good. Sphere of influence. God has uniquely placed you where you are for such a time as this because there's people around you who need to know the freedom that you've experienced, the fulfillment that you have, because Jesus said, I am the bread of life. So who's that person? Who's that person that you can bring to the table? I want you to take that name. I want you to write it down. This is what the rest of this summer is going to look like. We're talking mission. We're talking discipleship. In fact, there's a handout on the back by the soundboard. If somebody can go back there when we're done with communion to make sure that gets handed out to everybody. I believe that the Lord wants to see that person come to him more than you do. In fact, I know it. I know it. But let's take that name and let's start putting it to prayer over the next 8 weeks. Let's start putting that to prayer. Let's start lifting that name before the Lord and asking for opportunity to invite them to the table. Can we agree to that? Because that's what's going to change everything. Let's start being disciples for Christ Jesus. We'll end with this. Jesus isn't just the source of bread. He is the bread. He is the bread. You would stand to your feet this morning. I know things look different today. We are going to get ready to partake of communion here in just a moment. And I've asked Joel to help with communion today. I don't need to be the only person that serves communion. Your leaders, your board can help with that. And so Joel is going to pass the elements to you as you come up to get them today. But before we do that, maybe you've spent your life chasing things that never satisfy. Have you been there? Have you chased things that no matter how often you get it, it doesn't satisfy? You've tried to find it in relationships. You've tried to find it in money. You've tried to find it in success. You've even tried to find it in pleasure. And even if they fill you up for a moment, you know that hunger always comes back. It's like a kid getting a new toy for Christmas. You know that toy is only popular for the first 15 minutes of use. Then because they figured out everything it does, it's not interesting anymore. Jesus didn't say, I'll give you something to eat. He said, I am the bread of life. That means you don't just need a spiritual fix, but instead you need Jesus himself daily. Here's what he did. He came to satisfy your soul. He came to forgive your sin. He came to give you a new life, not just for eternity, but starting right now in this moment. And here's the good news. You don't have to earn it. You just come to him. You just come to him. Jesus says, whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. So if you would, just bow your head and close your eyes. Time of response. And I don't know where you're at. You do. But if you're in this room today and you're ready to stop running, you're ready to stop starving, you're ready to stop feeding on what doesn't last, and you want to start walking in relationship with the one who truly satisfies, then today's your day to respond. Today is your day to say, hey, that's me. So if that's you, would you just raise your hand this morning? Amen. I'm just going to pray that the Lord would continue to reveal himself to each of us, that he would take that name that we thought of when we were talking about that one that we could bring to the table, that he would start to make connections, that he would open doors, that he would create ways for us to have conversation where we can see that person come to the table. We all know what we experienced when we stepped into relationship with him. We know the grace that we received. There's no greater thing that's taken place in my life than to step into relationship with Jesus. How cool would it be if we saw every name that you just thought, if all the names that we thought of across this room by the end of this summer were at the table with the Lord? Would that not be the coolest thing to be part of? So as we get ready for communion, this is our altar call today. This is how we respond to today's message. And I've got a few things I'd like to share with you for that. As we come to the table this morning, there's a few things I want to remind you of. Communion, it is not a ritual. It's response. It's response to who Jesus is. In John 6, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." That wasn't just a poem. It wasn't poetic. He was pointing to this moment. He was pointing to right now. When we take this bread this morning, we're not just remembering a moment in history. Rather, we're declaring a present reality. Jesus gave his body to be broken so that you could be made whole. That's why he gave up himself. He didn't just give us a message. It wasn't just a message of hope, but rather he gave himself. He gave all of himself. And this morning as we take this cup, we remember that his blood, it was poured out for the forgiveness of sins. It wasn't just poured out to clean us up a little bit. It wasn't poured out just to say we're good for a year. No, it was for all eternity. His blood was poured out to bring us into a new covenant relationship with God the Father. So communion does remind us of the cross, yes. It points us to a time that took place in history. But it also reminds us of his call to us, to the call and the promise. Listen, Jesus just didn't just die to save you. He invites you to live in him every day. It wasn't a one-time thing where you just died for your sins and now you get to go and just live life and party and have fun. No, you still get to have fun. But it's because you're in his presence every single day. To come to the table again and again and again. To live nourished. To walk filled. To never hunger and never thirst again. Here at Engaged Church, we're an open communion church. The only requirement to this today, to be able to take communion with us, is to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's it. So before you come up and before you gather the elements, I want to ask a couple of questions for you to consider as you make the walk and you wait for everyone else to get their elements. Ask yourself this morning. What are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing to the table? Are you coming this morning hungry for him? Are there places in your life where you've been feeding your soul with other things outside of him? Are there areas in your life that he is calling you to give to him as surrender? This morning, his invitation is real. This is your moment to respond to that invitation, but respond with it with your whole life. Amen. We'll start here on the east side with Nicole and her family, work our way back and then back forward.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul, remember redemption hill where your blood was spilled.
says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, for I'm going to read all of this and then we'll go back through. But for I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." I want us to take just a few seconds here as I read the next couple of verses. Allow the Holy Spirit to reveal anything that needs to be made right before him this morning. Verse 27, "Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself." So take a few seconds this morning. I'll just stand to our feet this morning as we get ready to take communion. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." In John 6:35, he said, "I am the bread of life." And then in 1 Corinthians, we see that at the Last Supper, he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we partake of the bread this morning, Lord, I pray that we would more deeply understand what you meant by saying, "I am the bread of life." Lord, that we know that it is for the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, that you went to the cross, you gave of yourself for us in our place, that we would be able to be reconciled to the Father. Lord, that imperfect relationships would become perfect through you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, you may take the bread. In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." His blood was spilled and poured in place of ours, a perfect sacrifice, not for one time and again, but for all eternity. His blood is the atonement of our sins. It is washes us white as snow. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that as a church, we get to partake, we get to come to the table, we get to do communion together. Lord, to remember what you've done for us on the cross, that we remember the cost. We remember what you went through in our place for our sins, our imperfections. And Lord, that there is victory in you, that there is wholeness in you. And Lord, we don't take this lightly, that we have a job to do, that we need to bring others to the table. Lord, I pray over this group of names. You know all the names that were said in our heads when we thought that. Lord, I pray that you would start to make those connections now, that you would start to build those bridges. Lord, that there would be a time and place in the next couple of weeks or couple of months, Lord, as we go through this series, Lord, that we would see those names in this church and taking the next communion that we take together. Oh, what a day that'll be. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, you may take the cup.